We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh Chaim Yaakov ben Chos Elio. We're in Sukkah Parakei, Mishnah Vav. Now, we've mentioned in the past, in Maseches Yoma, that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, literally 24 watches, different families. Half were from the family of Elazar, half from the family of Itamar. And each week, they would work, one Mishmar would work in the Mikdash. So you figure, you have 52 weeks in a year, you have a couple of few regalim in there. So approximately, if you 24 Mishmaros, so that's about 2 weeks per family, per Mishmar. But on the regalim, all the Mishmaros would work together in the sacrificing of the Karbanos that were brought for Mach Masa Regel for the sake of the Regel. There are karbanos, daily karbanos, of course, karban atamid, and other types of karbanos that are not related to the Regel, so that the Mishmar of that particular week would be involved with on those days, even during the Regalim. And each of the Mishmaros were divided into different Batei Avos, and each Beis Av would work on one day of the week for the 6 days of the week, and then on Shabbos, they'd all work together of that Mishmar. So, says the Mishnah the following. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, HaYusham Shlosha Asar Parim, the Elim Shnayim V'So'ir Achad. We can read, or read this in Parshas Pinchas, so we know that when it comes to Sukkis, the Karbanos were, when it came to the Parim went in descending order. There were 13 the first day, to 12 the second day, 11 the third day, all the way down to 7 on the 7th day of Sukkis. Shmini Atzeres was its own. We'll discuss what was brought in Shmini Atzeres. But every day, besides the various numbers of Purim, depending on the day, there were two Elim, two rams, and there were 14 Kvasim, B'nei Shana, and a Seir Izim Echad L'Chatos. So the way this would work, and this we need a little bit of math to follow what would happen. How would you divide the 24 Mishmaros? Remember, these Karbanos were that for the regal. So the 24 Mishmaros were involved. How would we divide up these various karbanos amongst the 24 mishmaros? So let's say take the first day. So on the 13 mishmaros, each one would bring one par. So that takes care of 13 of the mishmaros because there were 13 parim on the first day. Of course, things are going to change each and every day because the next day there are only 12 parim we have to divide up amongst mishmaros. So only 12 mishmaros will be involved in the parim. And then what about the other karbanos? So on the first day, 13 mishmaros, each one brought one par, and two mishmaros, each one brought an ayil, because there were two elim, two rams, and one mishmar brought the sa'ir. There was a sa'ir as well. As we mentioned, a sa'ir is emechad chatas. So what's left, says the Mishnah. So again, yom tov rishon shel chag ha'yusham shlosha asar parim, ve'elim shnayim, v'sa'ir echad, nishtayru sham arba asar kvasim, lishmona mishmaros. So what's left now? There were 14 kvasim, and we have to divide those amongst the 8 mishmaros that are left. We've already used up several of the mishmaros. How do we do that? 16 mishmaros, to be precise. 13 of them took care of the parim. 2 more took care of the elim. That's 15. And 1 took care of the seir izim achar chatas. So now we have 14 kvasim and 8 mishmaros. So how do we divide it? So the Mishnah says like this. This is the pattern. B'yom Rishon, Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. On the first day of Sukkis, how do we divide up the 14 Kvasim? 6 Mishmaros would each one Mishmar would bring two Kvasim. So that took care of, if 6 Mishmaros each one are bringing 2, then that takes care of 12 of the Kvasim, and there are 2 more. So 2 more Kvasim, 2 Mishmaros, Vashar, the 2 remaining Mishmaros, Echad, each one would bring 1 Kevis. Bisheni, on the second day of Sukkis, where there are only 12 Parim. So now, I have 14 kvasim for not 8 mishmaros, but for 9 mishmaros. So how do we do this? Chamisha mishmaros, instead of 6 mishmaros, makrivim 2 and 2, we have 5 mishmaros, makrivim shnayim shnayim. Each one would bring 2 kvasim, so we have now 10 kvasim taken care of. Vashar, and the last 4 mishmaros that remain, echad, Each one would bring one keves. So you'll see what we're trying to do, if we can, is have a mishmar bring one keves and not have mishmaros bring multiple kevasim if we don't have to. Bishlishi, on the third day of Sukkot, where there were 11 parim, so there are 14 kevasim remaining for 10 mishmaros. Arba'a, makrim shnayim shnayim. Four mishmaros, each one would bring two kevasim. That takes care of eight kevasim. V'hashar, the six mishmaros that are left, echad echad, each one would bring one keves, 8 plus 6, that takes care of the 14 kevasim. Baravi, on the fourth day of Sukkot, where there were 10 parim, so we have 14 kevasim for 11 mishmaros. Shlosha makrivim shnayim shnayim, three mishmaros, each one brought two kevasim, that takes care of six kevasim, and now I have eight kevasim left. Vashar, the eight mishmaros that are left, echad echad, each one brought one keves. Bachamisha, on the fifth day of Sukkot, where 9 parim were brought, so we have 14 kevasim for 12 mishmaros. Shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim, two mishmaros, each one brought two kevasim, that takes care of four. Vashar, echad echad, and the 10 mishmaros that are left, each one brought one keves. Bashishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot, see the pattern here, where there were only 8 parim, so there were 14 kevasim for 13 mishmaros. Echad makri shnayim, one mishmar brought two kevasim. Vashar, and the 12 mishmaros that remain, echad echad, each one brought one keves. Bashvi, seventh day of Sukkot, kulan shavim, all the mishmaros were equal, meaning each one only brought one animal. Why? Well, there were 7 parim, 2 elim, 1 seir, and 14 kvasim. That's 24. So we took care of all of them, each mishmar, one animal. Bashmini ashmini atzeres. What did you bring on shmini atzeres? Parechad, ayil echad, seir echad, and shiva kvasim. So what would they do? How would they divide those up? Says the Mishnah, chazru lapayis, Kivah Regalim, they went back to the pious, which was, as we mentioned in Yoma, which was the lottery, like you did on any regel. And then the Mishnah says, Amru, Misha Hikriv Parim Hayom, Lo Yakriv Lemachar, Elachozin Chalila. Not only that, but whoever brought a par on one of the days of Sukkot would not bring it the next day, but rather they would go through a rotation. How did the rotation work? It worked as follows. So you wouldn't have, let's say, take for example. So there were 13 bulls, take to the first day, 13 parim. So the mishmaros 1 through 13 took care of those bulls. On the second day, there were 12 bulls, there were 12 parim. So mishmaros 14 through 24 did 11 of them. And then Mishmar 1 did the 12th on the third day of Sukkot. 11, you can't repeat one after the other. You may end up bringing a bull more than once, but we would start the Purim from the last Mishmar that left off on the Purim. So on the third day, since on the second day, for example, the last Mishmar to bring the 12th bull, the 12th par, was Mishmar 1. So on the third day, the 11 bulls, the 11 parim, were brought by the Mishmaros 2 through 12. On the fourth day, when we had 10 parim, so the Mishmaros 13 through 22 brought them, because we left off with Mishmar 12. So now we have to start from Mishmar 13. On the fifth day, there were 9 parim, so we left off with 22. So Mishmaros 23 and 24 bring, but then we have to go back to the beginning again. So Mishmaros 1 through 7 will bring the other 7 to equal 9. Sixth day, there were 8 bulls, so we could take care of them with, we left off with Mishmar 7, we have to start with Mishmar 8, Mishmaros 8 through 15. And on the seventh day, when there were 7 bulls, Mishmaros 16 through 22 would do it. Now, if you look carefully, you'll see that Mishmaros 1 through 22 had 3 chances at bringing the Parim, and Mishmaros 23 and 24, based on how this rotation worked, only had 2 opportunities to do that. Now, The Gemara discusses why Shmini Atzeres is different. Why do we have why are there so few? So the Gemara says, well, we bring one bull instead of within the number. Maybe we should have gone down to six on that day, because that is a bull which is unique to the Jewish people. Meaning the 70 parim that are brought 13 down through seven, down to seven, will add up to 70. That's for the nations of the world. Give them atonement, we bring it for their atonement, so that the rains, it rains for them as well. And Shmini Atzeres, so that's the Jewish people, and that's why there is only one par that represents the Jewish people. Parakei Mishnah Zion says the Mishnah like this. B'shlosha prakim b'ashana hayu kol ha-mishmaros shavin be'emurei ha-regalim uv'chiluk lechem ha-panim. On the three regalim, these three times of year, so the mishmaros of the Kohanim were equal regarding being makriv or the portions of the karbanos that they received. They were this all the same regarding the emurim, the fats of the animal that it would bring on the Mizbeach, let's say the Musaf, for example, of Sukkis or the other Chagim, or the Olas Re'iyah that was brought, or the Sharmei Chagir that was brought. So they were all equal with respect to that, and not only that, Uvechiyuk Lechem HaPanim, Lechem HaPanim as well. Dividing up the Lechem HaPanim that was brought every Shabbos, which was arranged on the Shulchan every week, and they would eat the lechem from the previous week that they removed from the shulchan that stood there all week and it was still fresh. That was one of the miracles. So all the Kohani Mishmaros were involved. Regarding the regalim karbanos and chiluk lechem aponim, b'hatzeres, on Shavuos that fell out on Shabbos, that besides lechem aponim, there was also the shtei halechem or chametz. Lechem aponim every week were matzah. So omrim lo, you know what they would tell the Kohen on Atzeres, Shavuos that fell out on Shabbos, heilach a matzah, heilach chametz. Take a portion from the lechem aponim, which were matzah, take a portion from the shtei halechem, which were chametz, meaning you don't give some matzah and some chametz. Each one got a portion of the matzah, lechem aponim, and the shtei alechem, the chametz. Why? Because you're not allowed to be what we call mechalek carbon keneged carbon. You can't divide up, well, you take this carbon, I'll take that carbon. Doesn't work that way. Each kohen has to have a portion of the various carbonos based on the pasuk, l'chol b'nei aharon tiyeh ish ke'achiv. So therefore, we let them know, I want you to take a chelek of chametz, of the shtei alechem, and the lechem aponim. Mishmar shezmano kavua, the mishmar who that week is on call, is supposed to be working that week. So who matriv t'midim? Hey, now we have the list of the things that the Mishmar of that week, the Regel, falls out in the middle of a particular week, and the specific Mishmar happens to be on that week. So true when it comes to the Karbanos of the Shalosh Regalim, everyone's equal, but the Karbanos that are brought even on the Regel, but they are daily Karbanos, or others, those go to that particular Mishmar of that week. So who makriv to me? Then obviously the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and Bein Harabayim, Nedarim and Nedavos. Any carbonos that people donated, people volunteered, they made vows and happened to bring them on the regel, that's not related to the regel. They're brought on the regel, but they're not related to the regel, so they belong to, they're sacrificed by the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar, Ushar Karbanos Tzibur, and that applied to other Karbanos Tzibur. Let's say Musaf of Shabbos, for example. That was for that particular Mishmar. And the Gemara says another example, the Par Helem Davo Shel Tzibur. This is a case where the Beis Din, the Jewish court, made a mistake in Halacha, and they were a Matir, for whatever reason, something that you typically would be Chayv Kares for, B'mezit, or Shogeg Chatas. I always give the example where, let's say, for example, the Beis Din Agadol said, or let's take a Kares, it has to be a Kares case. They said that rice cakes are not food, and therefore you're allowed to eat them on Yom Kippur. It's like eating cardboard. So when everyone ate, most of the people follow their psak that they're able to. They figure, may as well be eating nothing, may as well eat rice cakes. And most of the Tzibur followed that instruction. And then they realized, oh, no, rice cakes are really food in the end of the day. And they made a mistake. And everyone was there. That was a potential Isser Karis, eating on Yom Kippur. So they have to bring, if Rover of the people follow this psak, and they realize their mistake, the Beis Din has to bring a par helim davar shel tzibur. It literally means a bull where there was an unawareness of the people based on their instruction. That's what the Beis Din has to make. That's an example of a Korban Tzibur that is sacrificed, if that would happen. During a regular time, that's brought by the Mishmar, offered by the Mishmar of that week on the Mizbeach, and not by all the other Mishmaros which happen to be there for the Reya. Umakriv is akol, all karbonos. The Mishnah is telling you that don't come machlas harego. What we discuss in Lesson Masech Eshkolim, what's for Kates HaMizbeach, the olos nidava that are brought at a time when the Mizbeach is batel. So that's also brought by the Mishmar of that week. Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos Bein Milafoneha. Yom Tov that's next to, that's in proximity to Shabbos. Whether it's before, meaning where Yom Tov Achron Shmini Atzeres falls out on Friday, or Bein Milach Hareha, where let's say the first day of Sukkot is Sunday. So you have Shabbos and Yom Tov in proximity. So how you call Hamishmaros Shavin Mechiluk Lechem Hapanim? All the Mishmaros would divide up Lechem Hapanim equally, which means, let's say, for example, if Yom Tov Acharon Shmini Atzeres fell out on Friday, so that means Isru Chag is Shabbos. Kohanim can't go home to their house until after Shabbos. So, and if, let's say, Yom Tov HaRishon falls out on Sunday, the Kohanim would have to come, all the Kohanim of all the Mishmaros would have to be there before Shabbos. So therefore, the Chachamim were mesaken that even that Shabbos, next to Yom Tov, all the Mishmaros would divide equally the Lechem HaPanim, just like in these cases, because they are, because after all, they are there in the Beis HaMikdash itself, so although it's not related to the Regel per se, nonetheless, it is something that, because they are there for the Regel, they can divide equally, all the Mishmaros would divide that equally.